9 o'clock, yes? Okay. You know, during the din of the Sfiras HaOmer, there is a concept of Avelus. And this concept of Avelus is because of the Talmid Rebbe Akiva that died. And there are two reasons that we find, at least I know of, that they died. The Gemara writes Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis and Beis, that they didn't give kavod to one another. Shelo nagu kavod zeh v'zeh. They didn't give respect to one another. And since they didn't give respect to one another, they died by askara. Askara is a very terrible illness. And I think it has to do with coughing and choking. Choking is a horrible thing, coughing. This is what the Gemara says in the Bavli, but Afsamach Beis and Beis. They didn't show respect. However, the Koheles Rabbah gives a different reason. And this different reasoning is because they hoarded Torah. They didn't want to give over Torah to the next generation. And they wanted to hoard it for themselves. They wanted to learn themselves. And they weren't interested in conveying a transmission of a Messiah of Torah. And for that reason, they were stingy tzarasayin, and for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them, and they died. So the two reasons found in the Chazal, Chachamim Zichronim Racha Bavli, Yevom Asach Beza, and Beishol Anogu Kovet Bzeh Bzeh, in the Koheles Rabbah, is because they were stingy. So what this does for us is create a period of time of Avelus. And when that comes up, we have to discuss for ourselves what that means. Because, as we know, there are three models in halacha for Avelus. There is Shiva, there is Shloshim, and there is the 12 months. Harav Hagaon of Soloveitchik Tzatzal felt that the nature of the Avelus that is observed for Sfiras HaOmer, for the Talmid Rebbe Akiva, is modeled after the year for a parent. And therefore the Rav said that he felt that the shear of shavings at Yigar Bochavero, till your friend scolds you and says you need to take a shave, which is usually about 30 days. So that means I just finished my year for my mom, Allah Shalom, that every 30 days we assume a guy would scold you and take a shave. And therefore, you could shave at the end of the 30 days. Now, there's a question in the Gadol Achron, does that recycle itself throughout the whole year? Do you say at the end of the 30 days, the first 30 days, you're done? Or do you say every 30 days it recycles itself? Some have that chumrah. I tried to observe that chumrah of Achiyigo Bechavero. So since I tried to observe that chumrah of Achiyigo Bechavero, the din is the Rav thought that the topology means the model of the Isser of shaving during the Sphere is patterned after the 12 months. And therefore, if you shave every day, maybe you reach the Shir of Achigo Bechavero in a few days. So the Rav said that you could shave during Sphere if you reach that Shir of Achigo Bechavero. Now, Avelus, we usually assume it's 30 days. But by Sfira, a guy that shaves every day, maybe one could say every 3-4 days you could shave. This was the theory of a soul. I don't want you to just say, Stam, oh, the Rav thought you could shave during Sfira. That's Amaratzis. You have to say it what it's based on in Lomdus. And he felt that it was modeled after this halacha of Avelus of a year. That was his Chiddush. And therefore, you'll have this kula of Achiyigo Bechavero. Now, you could note, isn't Achiyigo Bechavero normally Shloshim? We don't, in Avelus, we assume like that, but not regarding what Sfira we wouldn't say. Then he felt that certainly for Shabbos, you have the added kula prepare for Shabbos, he thought. And that was his sheet to Halach Lamaisa. Yes, Eliezer, what do you say?
Why would he pattern it after
I guess because it was such a grave thing that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died 24,000, you want to model it after the highest level of the Avelis, which was for parents.
Even though you don't necessarily feel the same way about that as you.
Yeah, but I think it was such a catastrophe, and the Torah Shebaal Peh was at stake, and thank God Rabbi Akiva was able to restart it, but I think that's why you assume like that.
Also, there have been a lot of massacres, recently after that event, Why do we just focus on that and not these other?
Well, we don't have the koach within ourselves like the Chacham Yitzchak and Racha to enact for Klal Yisrael. This was enacted l'maisa for the sake of Klal Yisrael. His man l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Rishonim l'maisa. So the pastus is a very early takana. We can't just create a mass avelus for that. In fact, the Rav said Rashi in Dira Yom. I think I mentioned last week. Says that he wasn't such a big fan of Yom HaShoah. He thought Yom HaShoah should be... Yes, are you with me, Shrub? The Rav thought everything should be subsumed under Tisha B'Av, based on the Rashi and Divrei Yom. When I say he wasn't a big fan of it, of course he mourned the Shoah, of course, but he thought it should be done in Tisha B'Av. So you have to be... So that was the Chiddush of the Rav Zatzal. So I want you just to Tamaratz just to say he said Yeshev. You have to understand why. He was very keen on always trying to model halachas after one. Like Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Kein D'Raisadikun, or a Binik Din was patterned after D'Raisadikun. Where did this minik develop of Avelis of during Shiru? So he said that it was modeled after what? Personal Avelis. There's a major hitch though. Let's get it down in the Rav's theory. Major, major hitch. And the major hitch is that we know, and this is kind of like, the last 20 years kind of gone away by the wayside. We know, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to get married during Sfir. You're not allowed to get married. And I always grew up holding we're going to get to the different shitas, but you're not allowed to get married whichever period you observe of Avelis. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch of Avelis, if you're during your year of mourning, certainly after Shloshim, you're allowed to get married. So, what's up with that modelization? That modelization, Lechura, goes up right in smoke. Because if you're going to say that the Sfira period of mourning is patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh, well, we just threw a great kasha, a dent in that theory, no? Because during Yud Beis Chodesh, you are allowed to get married. In Sfira, you're not. That is why Rav Moshe Zatzal did not like this modelization of the Rav. And he felt strongly that there is no heter to shave at all during the Sfira unless you need it for work and you lose your job. So what emerges in Machlekes, the Rav Zatzal, Rav Moshe Zatzal, do you have this heter to shave on Chol Hamoed every few days if you shave daily? And can you use the shir of Achiyiko B'chaveiro? Rav said yes, but Rav Moshe said absolutely not. And the truth of the matter is, you see the Rav Moshe very well, because it's a new din type of avelis. It wasn't patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. If it was, then we should allow chasanas. Now, if I'm observing the first sfira, how can I go to someone's chasana? Because we assume you fall under the heter of the chasan. Chassan's getting married, so he obviously observes the second sfira. So I can go to Mesameh Chassan Nakawa, and I'm able to go. I don't think you should shave, though, necessarily. But I can be subsumed under his heter that he's getting married, and therefore... But Lamaisa, you don't necessarily have to.
You have to
go to the wedding to attend Mesameh Chassan Nakawa. You don't have to shave.
Right, so
you can't celebrate the Chassan Nakawa through the Zoom, you know what I mean? I'm saying you don't have to shave. So that's what is a very fundamental machlekes I want you to get about the nature of the mourning. But the bottom line is that this brings us to, well, what are the different minhagim about avelis? So there are four. There are four minhagim about the avelis during the sphere. Number one is, I don't know of anyone that does this, the Arizal says the whole period. This is the Arizal. The whole period of the sphere. Number two is the Shulchan Aruch, the first 34 days, including Lag BaOmer. 34th in the morning, you're done, based on the principle of Mixas HaYom Kekulam. The Shiva, the last day, is partial, and you don't observe the whole day. You after Minyan, right, you daven, you sit down for a few minutes, you get up, and then you're done, you walk around the block by yourself, if a person's involved, God forbid. Based on the principle of Mixas HaYom Kekulam. So the Mechaber says the first 34 days, the day after Lag BaOmer, you have a little bit of mourning in the morning, and then that's it. That's the second sheet. The Ramah argues. The Ramah says that it's the first 33 days, Lag BaOmer, and in the morning, Halacha L'maisa, you have a little bit of mourning in the morning, and therefore, you say Mixas HaYom Kekulam, and the mourning is done. This I had a big machlekes with Rosh Kailu Seik as to whether they could have a celebration on Lel Lag BaOmer. On Lel Lag BaOmer, would we allow Halacha L'maisa a heter? Would we allow Halacha L'maisa a heter of attending a let's say barbecue, or they have this, you know, hilula, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Yes? It's night. We generally in Hilchos Avelos never say Mixas HaYom Kekulam at night. I mean, you need to go into the morning. So why is it mutter? So Moshe has a tshuva where he claims all that Lamais it's okay. He does allow it. Because again, you have to say this is a different type of Avelos. Just like Rav Moshe said, you're not allowed to get married during the Sfira, right? Whereas during Yud Beis Chodesh, you're allowed to get married. So too, there's a kula of a little bit at night we would allow, the halacha of Mixas HaYom Kekulam to apply. You follow me? And therefore, you could have music and have the barbecue and have the lula Yud Shimra Yochai. Yeah, what is your first name?
Benjamin.
Jacob Benjamin. What is your first name?
Gabe
and Benji. Yes, go ahead.
So then based off of that logic, sure, then someone also would be allowed to shave?
Yes. At night, yes, you would be allowed to shave. You mean Lag BaOmer?
Yeah.
Yes, based on that, that's correct. And you would, in fact, be able to have a chasana then, too, based on that. Because it has a chumra, we don't allow marriages, but on the other hand, once Lag BaOmer hits, and you know how crucial Lag BaOmer was, you know. That's when the people stopped dying, right? Yes? But what else happened? The Messiah is that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gave the Zohar over to his Talmud Reb Abba. That was an amazing thing in Torah Shabbat Peh that we were given the Zohar. Because based on what we said in the beginning, it fits very beautifully. The reason why Talmid Rabbi Akiva died because they hoarded Torah. Ayachzik Torah latzav l'kila kach matzarta. What's Tova Torah? Mishnah Novus yesterday. Don't withhold the Torah. You're supposed to what? Give it over, because for that you were created. For that you were created, to give over the Torah. And they were withholding the Torah. So the greatest fix of that was what? The Zohar coming about for Klal Yisrael. Imagine that. So therefore you could celebrate it, Benjamin, even at night. I remember you said Benjamin. Yes, you prefer Benjamin. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I always ask the Talmud, do you prefer Hebrew or English? If you don't have a preference, I say Hebrew. But if you have preference, go with that. And that's the Chiddush that he wants to say, Reb Moshe. So therefore, my taina to the Rosh Kailu was really incorrect, because Reb Moshe really allows him. There is a kula and a chumra. And you're allowed to say, even though in Hilchos Shiva, we never say Mixas HaYom Kekulam, last day of Shiva at night, then you're done. No, of course not. It has to go into the morning. So we see this Chiddush. So the third sheet is the Ramah. We have three sheets so far, we've said. The Arizal, the whole period. The Mechaber, the first 34 days, cut it in the morning. And Lamaisa and the Ramah, the first 33 days. What is the fourth sheet? The fourth sheet, which is really, in Vilna, Chayyadim says, was the Iker Minik, and I think in most Yeshivishu places, they do this. The fourth sheet is the second sphere, which begins Rosh Chodesh, which was yesterday, and goes until Shavuos or the Shloshim Mehagbala. You see, you're supposed to come up with 33 days of observing the morning. You got to do the math, but the fourth minig is that minig. And many, as I said in Vilna, Chayyim says that was the minig in Vilna to observe this fourth minig. So, comes out that whichever one you want to do, you can do. And Rav Moshe writes, you can do so much that you don't need to be matzor neder. You could switch from year to year. 1 year you could do the first sphere, then you know you got a chasana. In the next year is in the first sphere, you could switch to the second. You follow what I'm saying? You don't have to go back and forth for hataras nedarim. You could go to year because each one is legitimate. Each minute is legitimate. Now, the truth is, if you follow the topology of the Rav Zatzal, which we want to do, not completely, like we said, I believe it's improper to attend a ball game during the Sfira or a movie. Movies in general, we could talk about. Obviously, you can't go to a non-sneeze movie, of course. Some people don't go to movies at all, which is very, very honorable. But anything that is in public, which is a besamishta, in my opinion, going to a ball game falls into that. Be improper to go to a basketball or baseball game during the period of sphere that you are observing. Because if you follow the topology of the Rav, you're not allowed to do that during the year of Avelis. You're not allowed to go to Beis Mishnah in public. So I want you guys to keep this in mind. However, we do not find that you're not allowed to say a Shechiyanu. That we don't find. That's only by the 3 weeks. You're allowed to buy a suit. You're allowed to buy your car. Something that would warrant a Shechiyanu, that you're allowed to do. It's not considered to be as chomer like the 3 weeks. So, this is, live music also would be prohibited during the Sfira. Now, they say from the Rav Zatzal, he allowed background music if it's not live. I don't know, let's say you're exercising or you're driving. You keep the music on to keep you up so you don't fall asleep. God forbid, it's a fascist when you're driving. So the Rav held that it may be background, if it's not live, it would be okay. But in general, I don't think you should, because again, falls under that category of a Beis Mishnah. Okay, so we have to understand what this is all about. And the truth is, even though we discussed at great length, Yisrael, you with me? Yisrael? Okay. And even though, Ramaisa, we discussed at great length, is Sfiras Omer D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, there is no doubt it's not on the same level when we had the Beis Hamikdash. That is why the Balamor, in the last daf of the Daf Erev Pesachim, says that we don't say Shechiyanu on Sfiras Omer, on the mitzvah. Because it's not on the highest level of Simcha. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have it. Since we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is not on that high level. And therefore, in order to say Shechiyanu, it has to be a state of Simcha. And if we're not in that state of Simcha, we cannot recite the Shechiyanu. We don't say a Shechiyanu on Sfiras Omer. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, Zatzal, the great Gaon from Memphis, has 11 different reasons why we don't say Shechiyanu. So we're not going to go through all 11. Another answer is the Shechiyanu on the second Seder goes on Sfira. Another answer is the Shechiyanu at Shavuos, that you say at Kiddush goes on it. Could be also, the Rav said you can't get the Shechiyanu because we're trying to get to Matan Torah. And then when you get to Matan Torah, you're already done. So, different answers. But this is what I wanted to mention specifically regarding this concept of the mourning that appears that we have during during the Sfiras Omer. And a person has to be cognizant of that and realize that we need to misaken what happened with the Talmid Rebbe Kiva. We have to show respect for one another, and we also have to teach other people the Torah and don't hoard it for ourselves. And that's this period, special period of Avelis that we have. Now, I don't know why they had Yom HaShoah during Nissan. Nissan is a Chodesh Gula. We don't say Tachanun. We don't say Akel Mole. I don't know why they did it during Nissan. But I believe firmly that this period of time is a test for Klal Yisrael. I believe Yom HaTzmut this week is Tuesday or Wednesday. Which day is it?
On Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday? Okay. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is a coincidence. Hashem is in charge of everything. I believe Medinis Yisrael was founded during the time of Sfira as a test for Klal Yisrael. Would there be fighting? Do you say Hallel? Do you not say Hallel? Whichever Shita you hold, we need to respect the other Shita. And don't trash anyone's Shita. That would be a what? An expression of Shalnagu Kovet Zebazet. Would you agree? And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yom HaTzmut during this time, to test us. And the bottom line is that whichever Shita you decide, whether Hallel with a Bracha on one extreme, or no Hallel on the other extreme, or the middle opinion, which is the prevalent opinion in our yeshiva, Hallel B'li Bracha in the beginning, Bracha at the end, L'maisa, and R'dova Lifshitz says that Zatzal's meaning that he did say Tachanun, because Tachanun is a chelik of Shmon Esrei, but that's not a theory. You could say Hallel at the end of Davening without a Bracha, and it's not a problem, because Tachanun is a chelik of the Shmon Esrei. It doesn't always symbolize negativity and sadness. It's a chelik of tefillah, according to many Gaonim. Actually, the Rambam says that Tachanun is a chelik of tefillah. Gaonim say it's just a reshus. But the Rambam says Tachanun is a chelik of tefillah. So Reb David used to say Tachanun, and then he would say Hallel at the end of the Davening. Reb David Lifshitz in the old Beis Medrash. But we have to understand, Lamaisa, what are the shikulim, the factors that come up regarding Hallel on Yom HaTzmut. The theory why you shouldn't say it at all, which I think is difficult, is a Gemara in Pesachim, I believe a Daf Kuf the Gemara in Shabbos, the Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, I believe it is, that someone who says Hallel Kol Yom V'Yom is blaspheming Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. If you add an extra Hallel on, it might be tantamount to disrespecting Hashem. Now, you're not doing it every day. I find that very difficult, no? We're talking about on Yom HaTzmut. We're not saying it every day. Now, we say in our Shul Shir HaMalas, you know, Imam Akim, for refuah for the Choylim, we say it by Mincha. Is that a breach of this din? I don't think so, because we're saying the Tehillim. It's not Hallel, no? It's not Hallel. We're saying Shir HaMalas and Imam Akim. But that is the approach of many Gedolim. Rav Moshe did not say Hallel. And that Gemara might be an echo of it. It would be got to be very careful to add an extra Hallel, because it might fall under the rubric of that Gemara. The Shita to say that we do say Hallel with a Bracha is that when a nace happens to us for the Tzibor, then we must celebrate it. We have it by Hanukkah, we have it by Purim. We don't say Hallel by Purim, but the Magen Avraham has this concept of Purim of a community. And therefore, that's the Shita that says you would say Hallel with a Bracha. Now, Bracha, you might be risking a Bracha Levatala, which according to Rambam is an Issa D'Oraisa of the third of the Aseres HaDibros. Right? What's the third of the Aseres HaDibros? You can't take God's name in vain. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says Bracha Levatala is the Rabbanan. But there's a sheet that says it's such a simcha. The Magen Avraham says when there was a nace that happened in the community, they made their own Purim. And you say, Hallel. And they said it with a bracha. Question is, this day, it was when it was established, but, you know, maybe Yom Yerushalayim is more mistabra, because that's when we won a military victory. You know what I'm saying? Rather, it was just a vote. But, Lamaisa, one has to keep this in mind, that the middle position, and that is to say Hallel B'li Bracha. B'li Bracha before and after. A full Hallel. B'li Bracha. Yes?
It makes more sense for those who are believe in the state of Klal. The whole my focus between like Safanim and Sionim is whether whether the United Nations voting, does that count as the entire Olam accepting Malchus Yisrael to come back?
Could be. That's regarding...
That in itself, well, it's not a military victory, but in itself is the cause for why...
Yes, that's the issue. I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, that's an issue as to whether the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is a mitzvah of the Araisa, which we spoke about a few weeks before Pesach. The Gemara says in Exubus there were three oaths that were made based on the Pesach and Novi. One oath was that we shouldn't attack Klal Yisrael with violence. We, Shelo Yalu B'cholam. Number two is that the non-Jews, you have the Gemara and Exubus? You have Exubus? Number two is that the non-Jews shouldn't be mean to us. And the third shvua is that, thank you very much. The third shvua is on Daf Kufyat Aleph. What is the third shvua that was made? The third shvua that was made is so as was one shalayali so b'chom of achashi yishbiya kodesh brocha yisrael shalom yirmi libom shalom. Number one, we shouldn't take over Eretz Yisrael with violence. We shouldn't fight with Umas Olam, and they shouldn't be what mean to us. So there were three oaths. So the Tzatmar Rebbe, the great Gaon, writes that we cannot make Aliyah, and there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh. That's why it was against Zionism. The Stipler responded back in a letter that the Goyim broke their shvua by killing 6 million of us. Once they broke the shvua, the other shvuas fall away. No problem in establishing Medinas Yisrael, said the Stipler. Now, he might not have been a big proponent of Zionism, but he didn't hold like the Tzatmar Rebbe. He held it was a mitzvah, b'zman hazeh, at least a kiyum. And there also was 1917, the Balfour Declaration, which declared that we are not going to take over, not taking control of violence. And that's similar to what Binyamin is suggesting, that the UN vote was basically saying we're not taking it over B'choma. So that's an issue about not to say hallow, that we're breaking the shua. On the other hand, we didn't break a shua at all, and there's a notion to try to say hallow. Now, the Stipler didn't say hallow either, but the bottom line is that he didn't believe like the Tzatmar Rebbe. Zetzal. The Stipler Zetzal said, L'maisa, we're allowed to be there. So you have to make your decision which sheet you're going to hold, and there is no doubt that if you say halal and you celebrate, you can go to a chagigah. We've talked about aveilus, but this is a special day of celebration. It's during the first sphere. It's a special day of celebration. So you could go to the chagigah. Person, in theory, if they want to say they wanted to go to a chasana, Reb Moshe says you'd be allowed to shave, you'd be allowed to shave. If you want to, you don't have to. But there is no problem in for you attending the chagigah and going and celebrating and being part of that simcha. So this is the background behind this concept. Now, someone at Post would say Yom Yerushalayim is even more of a chiyuv because that was a military victory. So maybe some would say, on Yom Atzur, I say how without a bracha, and Yom Yerushalayim would say how maybe even with a bracha. There are some that do that. I would say how without a bracha by both. But Lamaisa, you have to, you know, realize what place you're in. If you're in a place that's more yeshivish, and the meaning is not to say halal, so you don't impose your personal menhagim on other people. If you want to say it, you say it on your own, after the davening. It's not a problem saying it on your own. So these are things we need to keep in mind, but I cannot stress enough this notion of Shalom Nagu Kovod Zevzeh, the test of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to make sure we machabit all the shittas. Okay, let's break here. Yisrael, I'm going to get off now, okay?